If you're from Minnesota, you might love walleye fishing. But, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Walleye have dramatically changed fish communities in the western United States. Idaho Fish and Game's Roger Phillips.
They're a very predatory fish. We manage predominantly for kokanee and for trophy lake trout and trophy rainbow trout. And we don't want another predator swimming around.
Just as an example, Canyon Ferry Reservoir in Montana provides a cautionary look at how walleye can eat themselves out of house and home. Illegally introduced in the 1980s, walleye depleted the prey base in the reservoir, collapsing perch, rainbow trout, and white sucker populations over the next decade. Following the loss of prey, walleye condition and size dropped. Ultimately, angler satisfaction in the entire fishery declined due to walleye. Lake Pendere has long been known for its trophy rainbow trout and bull trout, having produced world records for both species. Along with being a popular sport fish, kokanee are the primary prey base for these trophy fisheries and therefore considered the backbone of the fishery. As history shows, a downturn in the kokanee population can have reverberating effects across a lake's food web. Borrowing a page from lake trout management, just over a decade ago, lake trout threatened to collapse the kokanee fishery in Lake Pendere. Similar to walleye, lake trout are an introduced top-level predator in the lake ecosystem. Since 2006, Fish and Game staff and the angling community have worked to manage and suppress lake trout. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.